This goes to Dr. Shems. It's S-H-E-M-E-S, fax 989-875-5168. And Rosewood Adult Foster Care Home, fax 989-875-2998. Regarding ILMA, it's I-L, M like Mary, A. Bear, B like a boy, A-R-E. Date of birth, May 1st of 1926. Dear Dr. Shems and staff of Rosewood AFC Home, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Bear with stage 3B chronic kidney disease and hypertension. She is accompanied by her daughter and walks with a walker today. She's very quiet and has no current complaints. I do review blood pressure listing for the last few months. We do have medication that the Norvasc is 5 milligram, and that is given if blood pressure is greater than 150 systolic. So I'm assuming it's been given several times, but we're also not quite sure if that's once a day or if that could be given more than once a day. And hopefully the next vital sign spreadsheet we get could have some indication of when the Norvasc was given, for which readings especially. She's doing well. She's had no syncopal episodes. She has no current complaints, as I said. She does have some shortness of breath with exertion, according to her daughter, but no chest pain, and review of systems is essentially negative. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Lasix, 20 milligram daily. Hydralazine is 25 milligram three times a day. And the Norvasc, 5 milligram, can be given, I guess, one daily for blood pressure over 150, are the directions I see. She's also on drops for glaucoma and glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM, and Xanax, 0.25 milligram three times a day. Physical examination, weight is 119 pounds, which is stable. blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150 over 70. Pulse is 65 and oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are somewhat diminished, but she does not take a deep breath for me. Heart is regular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. And there's no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 12-9 of 2022. Creatinine is slightly improved at 1.2. Estimated GFR is 43. Albumin is 3.9. Calcium 8.8. Phosphorus 3.7. Electrolytes are normal with the exception of carbon dioxide slightly elevated at 31. Hemoglobin stable at 10.8. with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue the monthly lab studies. Two, hypertension. Currently, it appears to be well controlled when reviewing the vital sign spreadsheet. I'm just wondering when she received the Norvasc additionally, if that was every day or just once in a while. We have some very excellent readings here. 129 over 62 I see for morning reading. And the nighttime would be slightly higher, 143 over 66. But there occasionally were some readings of 189 over 73. I assume at that point she received a dose of Norvasc. But overall, she's had no dizziness, no syncopal episodes, no chest pain. And seems to be doing quite well. So we are going to have her come back for a follow-up visit in the next 4 months. This is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.